Lesson 12, Confess. Principle 4, Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart. Step 5, We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. That's in James 5, verse 16. Think about it. After writing an inventory, we must deal with what we have written. The first way we do that is to confess our sins to God. Let's review the acrostic for confess. The C stands for confess your shortcomings, resentments and sins. God wants us to come clean. We need to admit that what is wrong is wrong. We're guilty as charged. We need to own up to the sins we discovered in our inventory. Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, He who conceals his sin does not prosper. But whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. The O in confess stands for obey. Obey God's directions. Principle 4 sums up God's directions for confessing our sins. Number 1, we confess our sins to God. Romans 14, 11 and 12. Say, as surely as I am the living God, says the Lord, everyone will kneel before me, and everyone will confess that I am God. Every one of us then will have to give an account of himself to God. Number 2, we share them with another person whom we trust. Therefore, the Bible says in James 5, verse 16, Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The N in confess stands for no more, no more guilt. This step begins to restore our confidence and our relationships and allows us to move on from our rearview mirror living. In Romans 8:1 we are assured that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23 and 24 read, All of us have sinned, yet now God declares us not guilty if we trust in Jesus Christ, who freely takes away our sins. The con is over. We have followed God's directions on how to confess our wrongs. 4 very positive things start to happen after we fess up. The F in confess stands for face the truth. Recovery requires honesty. After we complete this principle, we can allow the light of God's truth to heal our hurts, hang-ups and habits. We stop denying our true feelings. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's John chapter 8, verse 12. And in verse 32 it says, Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The E in confess stands for ease the pain. We are as sick as our secrets. When we share our deepest secrets, we divide the pain and the shame. We begin to see a healthy self-worth develop, one that is no longer based on the world's standards, but on those of Jesus Christ. Psalm 32, verses 3 to 5 read like this. There was a time when I wouldn't admit what a sinner I was, but my dishonesty made me miserable and filled my days with frustration. My strength evaporated like water on a sunny day until I finally admitted all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess them to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. The first S in confess stands for stop the blame. We cannot find peace and serenity if we continue to blame ourselves or others. Our secrets have isolated us from each other. They have prevented intimacy in all our relationships. Matthew 7:3 reads, Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and fail to notice the plank in your own? How can you say to your brother, Let me get the speck out of your eye, when there is a plank in your own? Take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you can see clearly enough to remove your brother's speck of dust. Finally, the last S in confess stands for start. Start accepting God's forgiveness. Once we accept God's forgiveness, we can look others in the eye. We understand ourselves and our past actions in a new light. We are ready to find the humility to exchange our shortcomings in Principle 5. 2 Corinthians 5:19. For God was in Christ, restoring the world to himself, no longer counting men's sins against them, but blotting them out. And 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins, he will forgive our sins, because we can trust God to do what is right. He will cleanse us from all the wrongs we have done. This is the question section for confess. Question 1. What wrongs, resentments, or secret sins are keeping you awake at night? Wouldn't you like to get rid of them? Question 2. What value do you see in confessing, in coming clean of the wreckage of your past? Question 3. As you obey God's directions for confession, what results do you expect God to produce in your life? Question 4. What freedom do you feel from the verses in Romans 8:1 and Romans 3:23 and 24? What specifically do the phrases no condemnation and not guilty mean to you? Question 5. After you complete Principle 4, you will find four areas of your life begin to improve. You will be able to face the truth, ease the pain, stop the blame, and start accepting God's forgiveness. In what areas of your life will each of these four positive changes help your recovery? These are the suggested headings. I can be more honest with, and then write the things you can be more honest with. Second one is, I can ease my pain by, and then write the things that can ease your pain. Third one is, I can stop blaming. And the fourth one is, I can accept God's forgiveness because of.